All right, everybody, I'd like to call to order our January the 4th Human Resource Committee meeting. Item number two, approval of minutes from the September 1st, 2020 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Number three, public comments. Nobody here for public comments. And item number four, introduction of Human Resources Director. Eric.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I can take that. I'm very excited to introduce to you Christy DeLuca. Christy is our new Human Resources Director. She comes to us from Charleston County PRC, has a background in human resources, and she's also served as a mediator and an attorney who specializes in employment law and healthcare law.
Wow.
She's been worked over at Motley Rice for some time. Mount Pleasant resident, by the way, as well. So we're excited to have Christy on board and just wanted to take a minute to properly introduce her to you. So welcome, Christy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right. Item number five is a discussion of performance assessments for the position of general counsel and town administrator. And I put that line item on the agenda just because I know we've talked about that before when it comes to town administrator and also general counsel. Just that was me asking questions. Those are the only two positions that we actually can hire. So I thought it'd be cool for us to have really mutual protection for their protection as an employee and us, just to make sure that we're giving them appropriate feedback and that they have some sort of a rubric to go by, which would keep really just protecting them. I think that's my main goal, and also giving an avenue for feedback. I think any professional would really appreciate that. We all would. So we have started the conversation. I believe previous council had already worked on an assessment tool which was shared with all of council and for the town administrator position. Mm-hmm. Now, general counsel, we have nothing in place. Mm-hmm. That we're going to need our current council's help with, of course, to sort of devise a rubric for that. But I figured we could start with and Eric, I don't know if you want to take it and kind of share with us what the process would look like.
Sure, absolutely. I went through this, it might have been, last time we went through it, there was a assessment tool created. And so we have that already in place. It was something that council at the time supported. I certainly supported it, seemed to work well, gave everyone the opportunity. And so that's in place, fairly easy to.
Can I interrupt you on that? So, but I think when it comes to that tool, I would like all of council to look at that again, because what I'm thinking is if there's anything that we want to be added or that we have thought about before, like these are things that position does great, these are things that I would like to see more of, or I didn't see any sort of supporting documents, or because I want it to be data driven, right? Not perception or feeling driven. So that's the one piece that I thought maybe we should take a look at, like what sort of documents, what do we want data for, right? Yeah. But so with that process in mind, how do we give council a chance to look at it before we go, this is the tool we're going to use?
I think what I can do is send you the assessment that was used before.
Right, and I have it.
If you wanted to, you could share it with members of committee, rest of council, see how they feel about it and whether it needs some adjustment. And if not, it could be done really anytime after that.
Okay.
If I could just add a couple thoughts. I was the HR chair when we did, and Councilwoman Whitley was on the committee when we did the assessment for town administrator last time.
That was last year?
Yeah. I think it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Seems like it was 2 years.
It feels like it was 2 years
ago. Yeah, I don't know. 2020 just 2020 just needs to go into the sunset, but anyway, it has. So I think it was 2019, but anyway. And I actually thought it was a very robust, thorough process. I felt like it was helpful. We went over all of that. So the one for GC, since we haven't had a GC for what, 10 years at least, something like that, certainly if it needs some updating or anything brought to current times or even from a technology viewpoint updated, that would be great. I'd love to see the document before we present it to council because I think that's part of our responsibility as the committee.
Yes.
And then go from there because we certainly know we're going to need that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of the things, and I must confess, I don't fully remember if it was, I don't think it was in the past one. The past one, it seemed to me, was just given to the council. We had questions that we were, you know, sort of surveyed that we answered. But I think that a statement, a written statement from the GC and from the town administrator of your highlights, you know what I mean? Like your achievements of the year of like productivity increase or whatever, like, you know, positive citizen response or cases settled, those kinds of things, I think would provide council. Because I mean, so much happens in a year and we tend to forget certain things or certain things crowd out other things. And I think that having, you know, just a page or two of a personal sort of statement of this is what I did this year.
Data.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that. I think it would give both positions a chance to summarize, look at it retrospectively and really highlight all the accomplishments. You're right. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's great.
And so should we focus on do the town administrator first and then tackle general counsel afterwards? Or would you guys, do you feel like we can tackle both of them at the same time?
I think we can tackle both because I feel like the town administrator questionnaire survey assessment was already, again, pretty
okay.
strong.
Okay.
Maybe we add. I think the summary idea, just like we did that with Economic Development Committee, and Mrs. Sims did a great job summing up everything that had been accomplished in the town in economic development for the year, kind of a nice thing to have for the committees as well as for people's individual jobs, and certainly something as important as GC or town administrator. So, yeah, I think we can actually tackle both because we're already almost there with the one.
I agree.
And since our current council is going to have to be a part of that, I would like for them to be a part of that evaluation process. How do you feel time-wise? Like, how long would this take to come up with this for the general council piece? Because that we're starting from scratch, right?
I think in my view, that'll take more time. As I said, as long as council is satisfied with the administrator's assessment tool, then that could be done really any time. But we have nothing to work from thus far. I would suggest that we task Christy as our HR director with coming up with such a tool. I think her legal experience helps with that, and she can certainly coordinate with Mr. Pagliarini on it and produce sort of a draft assessment tool for you to review.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. And then do we also come up with, because I didn't see, like, when it's due. Is it a yearly thing? I would like for both documents to have, you know, we are evaluating whenever,
sure.
yearly and just.
Whatever you like. Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So next steps are I'm going to share with committee the documents that you shared with me.
Yes.
Get feedback from other council, finalize that. And then do we present that during whenever we're ready, when we feel good with it, then do we present it to full council? Do they have to approve?
Yeah, I think I would suggest that once council in general is given the green light, that then perhaps, Madam Chair, another email to everyone
okay.
saying this is live, this is a go, please complete it within the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And then you would compile the data, perhaps in conjunction with the human resources director who can help
okay.
with that. And then there will be a final score and assessment that it can be shared with
council during a board meeting. I got you. Yeah, because
yeah.
I think that we do need to share that during
yeah.
a full board meeting just to
yeah.
highlight all the great things.
Yep.
Well, I think those were all the items that I had. Anybody else have anything else?
No.
Nope. Then I think we can go ahead and adjourn. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.